Hello and welcome to www.deannewman.org. I'm very sad today to be reporting to all of my followers and friends that a big negative thing happened today in Washington, D.C. President Trump signed into law the Omnibus Bill, which is an additional $1.3 trillion spending bill for the U.S. government. That spending will take place between now and the fall of this year. It, of course, was rushed through purportedly to prevent another government shutdown at midnight Friday night. And it was to increase spending for the U.S. military. It was not to increase wasteful spending or add wasteful spending to the government. However, in this omnibus bill, it fully funded Planned Parenthood, the funding of sanctuary cities, cities that hide illegal immigrants that are in those cities, many of those illegal immigrants or criminals that federal authorities are looking for. And it only included a paltry amount for the building of the border wall. It was so devastating to me that I felt it necessary to write a letter to the president. And what I want to do is read to you the letter that I wrote today, and I just recently sent it to his private email address, hoping that the president will read it. You, of course, know that this letter is in print at www.dnewman.org. And if any of you would like to forward it or copy and paste it, you have my permission to do so. My letter today to President Donald Trump. Mr. President, today is a sad day in American history, partially because you signed into law a bill that will increase the budget deficit one more $1 trillion in your first year and a half as president. That's a total so far of $2 trillion, partially because of broken promises to Americans by GOP members of Congress during their 2016 campaigns, partially because in doing so, the American government has confirmed long-held suspicions of many Americans. For quite some time, most in the U.S. have felt that Congress does not represent the will of the people, but rather represents their own personal selfish ambitions fulfillment. The Senate under Mitch McConnell scoffed at following through on the terminating of Obamacare as each GOP candidate campaigning in 2016 promised, every one of them. You too, Mr. President, promised the repeal and replace of Obamacare. Most promised to stop Planned Parenthood funding. On your watch, promises were made to take legal steps to stop sanctuary cities' prevention of federal prosecution of illegals. Your number one campaign promise and message to Congress since your inauguration has been, quote, do not bring me a spending bill that does not include full funding for the border wall. Each of these promises was either forgotten or simply ignored today. Mr. President, blame can certainly be laid at the feet of GOP members of Congress, but you as CEO of multiple international companies throughout your career have known and have practiced the fundamental principle of corporate management: responsibility for all the good choices, but also for bad choices, bad policies, bad outcomes. They all lie solely at the feet of who allowed those things to occur. And the buck stops at the top, the CEO. Americans have only one place at which to aim their blame for today's legislative financial boondoggle: the White House. You, sir, or America's CEO, America's consummate deal maker, by your own words, a great negotiator. Today, you failed in all those. The world watched as you struggled to get through today's press conference in which you announced signing the omnibus bill into law. You valiantly tried to explain the reasons for its implementation, but those explanations rang hollow to most Americans. Mr. Trump, Most of us who live between the West and East Coast in 2000 and 2016, 2015 and 16, heard your campaign promises, believed your commitment to their fulfillment, and gleefully watched in the early months of your presidency as you pushed through on many of those. You stood strong in the face of Democrat leaders Schumer and Pelosi. You hit home runs in the games of foreign policy, massive job creation in the U.S., bringing billions of dollars in corporate profits from offshore back to the United States, slashing crippling regulations, getting Neil Gorsuch a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, and putting ISIS on the run. In less than a year in office, you had given long-missing hope back to Americans that under your guidance and leadership, we could together really make America great again. Today's omnibus law has dashed that hope in all of us. On a personal level, I have long distrusted Congress and the White House inhabitants of the last few administrations. Everything in government had been structured to guarantee that all federal actions were for the benefit of those in government at the cost of Americans not in government. Very little legislatively made business sense. As an entrepreneur and creator of a company that is now 26 years old, I recognize the gleam in your eye when you first made your declaration to run. After all, you know how it feels to struggle to make a payroll, to calm an angry client or customer, to meet deadlines, to lose high-level corporate managers and needing desperately to replace them, how to balance a budget, and how unfair the American tax system has been for individuals and small businesses. You know how to work a room, negotiate a deal, and to close a massive real estate purchase or sell. In my mind and heart, you were certainly the guy. I believed that so much that in August of 2015, just 60 days after you announced formally your White House run, I wrote and posted a story declaring that you would win the White House in November of 2016. And for posting that story and thinking that, I was laughed at for that prediction. Mr. President, today I am no longer certain that the trust and confidence I put in you was not misplaced. I could easily jump on my high horse and say something stupid like, I'd never do that, or I'd never go back on my word. No one knows exactly what circumstances led to your decision today. I hurt for you as you tried to explain your reasons for signing the bill into law. I've seen similar anguish many times in my company, never in good situations. This is a bad one, a really, really bad one. And Mr. President, it might be a fatal one. I am not sure you will be able to recover politically for what tens of millions of Americans feel today was your betrayal of their confidence and support, their belief in you, and most of all, your promises. I have watched, listened, and read all day as Americans from every walk of life, including some from Congress, expressed their shock, their horror, and disbelief that you would turn away from most of the things for which you received their support in 2016 and since. I just saw your tweet moments ago to Congress that put them on notice. You'll never sign a bill like the omnibus bill again. I fear you're recognizing that and taking that stance against such a horror might be too late. Mr. President, one cannot put the genie back in the bottle. Today's bill signing let the genie out of the bottle. Democrats now are certain they have you right where they want you, obligated to them for any successful legislation. And it appears that their feeling so may be justified. I cannot, just like no one else can, say you will be unable to recover from this. I can just speak for myself. Know this, Mr. President, as a lifelong Christian who prays daily, I have each day of your presidency prayed for you personally. I'll continue to do that. I have steadfastly supported you in the face of massive criticism for my support. I have continued that support in the face of some things you've said, tweeted, and done that have been personally offensive to me. I certainly care about my president's past, but only as that past pertains to leadership today. And after all, who among us hadn't made mistakes? Sir, I will continue my prayers. I'll continue my support and my hope for your success. However, your success that I hope for is no longer for just you personally, but for you as our nation's leader and the leader of the free world. In the balance of your service and residence in the White House, I pray you will find and implement demonstrative measures to right the wrongs that were levied on Americans with this law today. We need hope for the future, hope that you promised to bring to the United States and its citizens. President Trump, may God bless you and your family, and may God bless the United States of America.